Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Refractive Thinker Radio Show, hosted by the award-winning and international best-selling author, Dr. Cheryl Lentz, the academic entrepreneur. Meet the scholars of the award-winning doctoral anthology series, The Refractive Thinker, where we focus on getting doctoral research off the coffee table and into the hands of business owners who can benefit from the results. Join us each Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for 30 minutes of thought-provoking radio designed to discuss emerging topics in higher education and business. We will meet today's industry thought leaders and college professors leading the way. Details can be found at www.refractivethinker.com. Now, here's your host, Dr. Cheryl Lentz.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Lentz. I am known as the Academic Entrepreneur, and it's on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m., Time for another issue of the Refractive Thinker Blog Talk Radio. It's time at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time to be able to talk about some important things and applications of academia. The show's theme this week is called Holiday Dreams Are Good for Business. And the reason for that is because there's a great deal of information that has come up with my students this week as we have finished out the term, and I'm frantically working on final grades for the students, that there's something unfeeling about business. That business tends to be solely focused on the financial indicators, key performance indicators, line items on the budget, profit and loss, capitalistic, only interested in the bottom line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not quite true, at least not for all businesses. Because the challenge becomes is, as we look at marketing, and that has been quite a focus for many of my classes, even though I've been teaching law and ethics class, I've been teaching doctoral mentor classes, we've been teaching management and seminar classes in there. There's a marketing feel, obviously, because of the holidays, of how do we get people to spend money? And ideally, around this time of year, there's an awful lot of talk about the commercialization of Christmas, which fits right into the it's all about the money, and the Hallmark holiday syndrome, meaning that all of these holidays that are drummed up are simply business ploys. The Labor Day sale, the end of the year sale, the Happy New Year sale, the Christmas bonuses, the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, the eco-friendly Tuesday, the Small Business Saturday. There seems to be an event. But the challenge becomes, what is ultimately the purpose for business? Now, this time of year, it just seems odd that we tend to focus only on the dreams part of things, seemingly, for this type of year. We focus on the one time of year and reaching out to our fellow man to offer gratitude. There's a much more preponderance of interest in soup kitchens and food banks, and gratitude is good for business in there. And then come January, it seems like we slip back into the corporate. And so the question is, since holiday dreams are good for business, think about the idea if we focus on the childlike quality, Christmas wishes, Christmas dreams, Christmas perceptions, the idea of hope and Christmas miracles. You'll see a lot of commercials on TV for St. Jude's and for the Shriners Children's Hospital and cancer institutes and the ability for people to sit and think, going, what do these holidays really mean? Is it really about the busyness of business, going forward and checking your list and checking it twice, if we want to use the Santa Claus metaphor, of looking at the have to? I mean, I've gone out into the retail space. And while I was a little bit late this year, having lived overseas, I typically do most of my holiday shopping mailed, signed, sealed, delivered before Thanksgiving even ends and Black Friday begins. But this year, with going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, again, a bucket list day experience. I wanted to be part of the energy in New York and not just watch it on TV, but to actually be part of the 3.3 million people were there. And I was in the crowd on 4th Avenue, you know, watching the big balloons go by. And that energy, that ability to go through, had I had more time, I would have liked to have walked into Macy's, the flagship store, right? The ability to look at the cliches, if you will, the holiday, you know, I went to see the Rockettes in Rockefeller Center, but Rockefeller Center is one of those bucket list types of things. Breakfast at Tiffany's, ice skating in the Rockefeller Center, Central Park and a carriage ride, staying at the Plaza Hotel, all of these type of iconic dreams that tend to be very important to some folks who want to get beyond the presence, the commercialism. It's about memories. And if you look at the shift in commercials even, you look at the Budweiser commercial is my absolute favorite this year when it comes to the horses and that little, is it the little pony horse? They have, oh, that's the Amazon commercial, of being able to have the little pony and the memories or the Folgers coffee. They're not really selling coffee. They're selling Christmas memories. They're selling that emotional dreams that I wish I were home for Christmas. And the question is since holiday dreams are so good for business this time of year, is there a way to carry that forward? I know I see way too much stress in many of my students' lives and way too much drama and short tempers and folks going out to simply give someone a gift because of the obligation, the expectation, the I'm going over to insert family member's house and I have to bring a gift and I'm only going there because I have to and I'm related to these people. And it's not the joyful experience that I see from a lot of people. Many choose to go to church, and they're holiday churchgoers. They'll go on Christmas and Easter. And I must admit that I'm typically one of those only because of it hasn't quite had that attachment, that meaning that I've always been searching for in my life to have a reason because of going to church makes me feel good. A lot of times it's a challenge to get to church because it isn't applicable anymore. I've talked to a lot of churchgoers when I first came to Albuquerque. I am a former church organist in my undergrad years. My mentor and professor at the time decided that I probably would have starved had I tried to make my life as a musician. I just wasn't good enough, so he put me on another path. But I still retain this love for church music, and so when I first got to Albuquerque, I went to each of the pipe organs that I could find. And it was just interesting to see the communities, the congregations, particularly those who noticed that I was not one of them, meaning that I was a stranger, a visitor, and for those who were so kind and able to welcome me into their church family, give me a tour of the church, particularly the pipe organ. And now I go back to various churches at various times of years to be able to hear their concerts and things. But I miss that sense of community. And I've yet to find that church that really draws me in, that I can call home. And that's what a lot of us are looking for, I think, just generally in life, whether it's business, whether it's community, whether it's church. The idea of having this sense of where do I belong? I know most of my students are so frustrated this time of year. Many of them are in jobs, not careers. Many of them are places that they're settling for a paycheck because they need it to pay the bills, and that's a larger priority for them than a place where they're very happy. To find students that are actually happy and thrilled about what they do for a living and with whom they do it is rare. I would say, maybe 1 in 20. Most people would say, I have to settle for this because that's just the way it is. And I often ask them, well, why is that way it is? And part of it is that we're not willing to do anything to change it because it's far easier and simpler to just kind of go along to get along. I've got a paycheck. It pays the bills. It may not pay all of them, but I'm kind of settling because it's too much risk, too much emotional investment, too much difficulty to take that final step and to go and get the life we want instead of the life we're settling for. And so I look at that idea of holiday dreams this time of year are good for business because it's the one time of year that we actually give in to hope. We give in to Christmas wishes and Christmas magic and dreams from Santa Claus, wishes from Santa Claus, the ability to see how do you move forward and be able to keep that Christmas spirit all year long. Why is it just the elf on the shelf, right? You know, we put the Christmas decorations up, we put them on the shelf, we admire them, we go ooh and ah, and then come January we're going to take them down. And it's like that Christmas spirit stays in the box. And so my goal is, if we can see that Christmas dreams are good for the retail space, not just financially, but if we could calm down and not have this compression of time and too many things to do in too short of a time, that we could actually enjoy the holidays, that we could enjoy the shopping experience. For example, I know many people, myself included, that found the online space to be amazingly efficient, meaning we can go and so long as we know what we want, we buy them, we ship them. Occasionally, we can even ship them directly to the person and the recipient. I was waiting in line to ship some packages the other day, and the gal was like, I know it wasn't very Christmassy, but it was so much simpler when I just checked the box and sent it directly to the person, so I didn't have to mail it. I didn't have to pay additional shipping necessarily for it, and they just got a Christmas present that wasn't wrapped. And it was a ding, check the box. And my goal is, it's challenging when you have family across the miles and you get a check for Christmas. And I try very hard to allow people to have an experience for Christmas. I want that one perfect gift. We and our family have this interesting thing that sometimes there's usually one gift every year that brings somebody to tears. And I think I've got that one with Mom this year. But it was just something that I found that it was like magical. And it was so important. And once the Christmas holidays are finished, because my parents occasionally listen to the show, that I really like to have the ability to experience that with her, but I'm 2,000 miles away. I try to be able to send them with friends to a show, because I'm all about experiences. I want people to remember memories. How many of you actually remember the gift you got for Christmas? Maybe a few special ones. But to me, I remember the experiences, who I was with, the things that we did. Matter of fact, this year my cousin is making a Polish adventure for Christmas Eve, and I'm bringing some Polish things to it. It's the first time ever that we've attempted this here, and I like that uniqueness. Why? We'll remember it. It's unique. It's different. It's a holiday memory. And so when we look at holiday memories and holiday dreams are good for business, so why not continue this all year long? When you look at, I spend a lot of time with the Hallmark Channel, and I agree that, okay, maybe it's a little, always a happy ending, and life may or may not always be like that. However, why couldn't it be like that? I spend a lot of time with another radio show I'm a guest on with Angie at Daybreak, and we talk about Napoleon Hill's success through a positive mental attitude. Expectations, if we expect we're going to fail, we will. If we expect we're going to succeed, we will. Either way, we're right. And so businesses bank on Christmas wishes. What do you want for Christmas? What's the Christmas magic? I want to go see the lights, and I want to see on Santa Claus's lap, and I want to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I want to go and see certain relatives. I have some friends of mine who are in Hawaii, mahalo, and they will be using a very unique, you know, Christmas traditions Hawaiian style. I have my aunt is going to Costa Rica with her family, and so they will be in, you know, being able to enjoy Christmas Costa Rican style. And every family has their customs and their traditions. And we've talked about a year ago or so that I really was disappointed when both of my grandmothers passed away, oh gosh, almost 10 years ago now. And with them, many traditions. And I was really a bit shocked that the traditions stayed in the family simply because of their contributions. They were the matriarchs of their respective parts of the families. And with their passing, a lot of those traditions, particularly in our family, Polish on both sides, a lot of those traditions just kind of passed along with them. And I thought the traditions might be stronger within the culture of the family that would continue, particularly since I went to Poland last year with my mother and my aunt and my uncle. And it was a nice trip. It was an interesting adventure. Reinforced some of our historical genealogy, But traditions still are not being pursued. We have a few things we do every now and then, but certainly not the Christmases I remember as a child. And so when we look at the idea of leadership, of research that we do here on the Refractive Thinker, that it's really amazing when we look at, you have to lead yourself before you can lead others, but leadership starts within the family. And so it was very unique with these dreams and these leadership that my grandparents, when they were alive, my grandmothers, as they became the matriarchs and the leaders of the family. But I didn't realize how many of the traditions really were done because of their request and their expectation, and with their passing, so went some of these beautiful memories. But it's the same with business. For those of you who are in Chicago who may be listening, it is amazing with what happened with Marshall Field's years and years ago. Is when Macy's bought Marshall Field's, they thought they would just, they were buying a building. They were buying a database. They were buying real estate. They didn't bank on the culture and the people of Marshall Field's and the traditions that had been placed for almost 100 years, I guess, particularly the store that was on State Street. I grew up there, and I remember that it was a memory that we went to, from seeing the Christmas-decorated windows to the Frango Mint and the elves that were in there, and the, oh, what was she called? You would go to the Aunt Holly and Uncle Mistletoe and the angel that you would have breakfast with, and the fairy dust and all the pomp and circumstance, if you will. These were Christmas memories from my childhood. And for probably millions of people in Chicago, that it was more than just a retail store that you could buy things. It was places where you brought your kids to see the Christmas windows and the goofy little elves that I still remember. I wish I could sing for you because they're really kind of funny song. But I remember even when I went back as an adult, now I've been gone since 1993, but occasionally I would go back home, particularly around the holidays, and I would beg my dad to take me, and sometimes the family would go, sometimes it was just me and dad. And we would go down to see the windows. And other years were better than others, but it was tradition, it was memories, it was that holiday magic and those holiday dreams, and it was fabulously good for business because you would go in there and you'd want to buy something that would retain that memory. Just the same way a lot of our commercials are doing the same thing. It's pulling on your heartstrings. Again, Folgers Coffee is looking at the family, the kids that come home for Christmas, the babies that are born, the grandmas that come to visit. I mean, those are all memories that sell coffee, not coffee that sells memories. And so when Macy's took over Marshall Field's, they didn't quite understand that culture. And they really torqued off a whole lot of folks that I'm not convinced they have completely won over. Regardless of going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, even for myself, I went because it's a, what is it, I think it's the 80th year or something like that, for the parade. These are memories that I remember, you know, Thanksgiving morning, you wake up and, you know, somebody puts in the turkey and you're cooking all day and you're watching the parade and you're singing Christmas carols and singing the songs. Now, I can't remember, and I don't know some of the artists that are now in there. I guess that's the idea of coming old, that, you know, a lot of these things are for the younger crowd, that I don't know some of the singers. Still the idea of memories. When I told everyone that I was going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, they were like, but that's not what we do. I mean, you're missing Thanksgiving, and you're missing, I'm like, yeah, and it was the most amazing Thanksgiving ever. Why? I went with the Marching Illini as they went to the Macy's Parade, and it was so cool. Thank you, guys. It was an amazing memory for those of you who are listening. But it was terrific to be able to have the ability going, this was my marching band, this was my alma mater, and I got to go to the parade and watch them as being a part. And then I had dinner with them, all 400 of them at dinner. And then we were able to go to the Rockettes afterwards. But what an amazing memory. And a lot of friends, college roommates, family were like, you really did it. And a lot of it was, I dared to do something different. I wanted to do something on my bucket list. That's my new passion, is to be able to, as I get older, I don't want to have any regrets, because most people regret what they don't do, not what they do. And it was amazing. And anyone's like, you really did this. As we're sitting home in our, you know, respective cities across the country. I mean, it doesn't matter. I've got friends from San Diego to Providence, Rhode Island, and every place in between. And they're like, wow, you actually did what many of us have been talking about for decades. And I'm not convinced that a lot of people are ever going to do it. And I just decided, what better way to create those memories, those holiday dreams, and it was good for business. Well, I spent some money on this trip. I guarantee you I spent some money on airline tickets and hotel reservations and cab rides and tickets to the Rockettes and all kinds of transportation and things of that nature, and met some amazing people. And I was there from Wednesday to Friday. I'm not sure that I was in town, not even 48 hours. But it was an amazing, I'm going to have that memory forever, ever. And the idea that it's attracted to Macy's, I remember going to Macy's here in Albuquerque before I went to the parade and telling people, and I don't know why, it was so magical. I felt like I was 12 years old again. But people are like, you're really going? I'm like, I work for the company, and I've always wanted to do that. And it was just an amazing opportunity to look at the idea, then why do we put some of our dreams? Well, I'm expected at holidays. I'm expected at my family's. I'm like, great, so take the family, and I'll go to Thanksgiving at Macy's in there. But try something different because you want to, not because you have to. That's what business is about. Is I will remember all the other things, and I guarantee you it's far easier for me to spend money going to the Thanksgiving Day parade because it seemed justified in my mind because it was very expensive. Probably more money I've spent in 3 days than I have probably spent in a long time, but to me, absolutely worth it. I will have these memories, the pictures on Facebook, the balloons, the people that I met, the police officers, the Santa Claus folks in there, to hear the marching band, to actually have meet some of the faculty, the current faculty at the University of Illinois, and oh, it was just nothing short of amazing. So I'd like to be able to offer the idea that holiday dreams are good for business. Doesn't matter what time of year. And so when you're looking at this, it's the same thing with teaching, is if you can get into that, what motivates you? Dreams motivate people to do things. And it's amazing how many people will, at this time of year, have a much lighter heart sometimes, will be far more generous. The commercials you'll see on TV will be far more playing to that crowd, the St. Jude's, the children's, the food banks, the memory-making, do your part for humanity, going to church, helping your fellow man. And so the question becomes, why do we only take it off the shelf at Christmas? I want you to invite yourself to watch your behavior this Christmas and those around you. And think of, what do you do and why do you do it? A lot of it is tradition. A lot of it is, this is what your family may have done for years. A lot of it may be, this is what you've always hoped for. I watch Hallmark movies because I love happy endings. Why is it so much that we can't look at what could be and the possibility of good things and dreams and wishes and actually having a life we had always hoped for? That's what marketing is selling. And I know sometimes during the rest of the year it rings a little bit hollow. So the question I have is how can we preserve Christmas spirit and let it stay out of the box all year long? How can we make the fact that holiday dreams are good for business, for the bottom line, for the sales, for the revenue, for the sales associates? I mean, I was tough working retail when I was in college, but I liked being part of the team. I liked being part of that we could wear Santa hats and we could hear some of the clients, not all of the customers coming in were pleasant, but many of them would, you know, be in from out of town and tell you their stories and tell you their history, and you would just listen. The amount of Christmas magic is all around us, yet we see what we choose to see. And for some, I have a lot of students that are, I could just, and I teach mostly online these days, but I can hear them rolling their eyeballs, dreading the holidays. Many thinking they only have to survive the holidays because they don't really want to go to Aunt Betsy's and Uncle Lou's, and they don't want to hear bad relatives, and they don't want to be around dramatic and hearing about all the nonsense and the family drama and all kinds of stuff. The question is, can we create the dreams and the memories we want? Well, sometimes we have to change what it looks like and to create traditions that have meaning. Going to a parade, going to breakfast on Christmas, seeing Uncle Holly and Aunt Mistletoe still brings back memories, and I'm smiling just here for Marshall Fields. And looking at there, yes, change happens. But had Macy's understood more of the culture of change, they might have had an easier time as they transitioned from purchasing Marshall Field's to the Macy's flagship that they have in Chicago, because they didn't realize they understand what it's like to make memories for their stores in New York because of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. If they would have applied that same principle, those same lessons, it would have been far easier with the transition when they bought the store at State Street. Because they weren't buying a store, they were buying memories. And when you have that level of change for, I don't know, Marshall Fields have been there, I don't know, 70, 80 years, that's a lot for people to have memories that are tied in those buildings. I mean, I still can't go by my grandmother's place because it doesn't exist anymore. My grandmother's place, with all those memories I had as a child, a few years after she died, they kind of updated the neighborhood. They knocked her building down and started over. I can't go into the neighborhood because her house isn't there, but it is in my mind. And so when we look at creating that atmosphere and inserting our business into the culture of our society, particularly around holidays, be they Thanksgiving, be they Christmas, New Year's that's coming up, I want you to be able to look at how are you making those memories and how are you creating that opportunity. For example, I as a publisher, I don't think of myself as just making a book happen. I'm changing the course of people's lives and helping them make their dreams of having a book happen. How amazing is that? It's the fact it's more than just the words in a book. It's that ability to look at someone's eyes and you present them a book and your name is on it. It's your business card. It's your memory. It's your business. It's your credibility. It's your dreams that are good for business. And so let me invite us as we're looking forward, because I'm all about, I mean, the premise of the Refractive Thinker is getting research off the coffee table and into hands of people who can use it. So our goal is getting holiday dreams off the coffee table, off the business, just key performance indicators or key financial indicators, to have the ability to look at how does your business make memories? How does your business contribute to holiday dreams? If you're a retailer, imagine the idea when you put a specific toy that's under the Christmas tree, whatever that it toy is. I remember when I was growing up, it was Cabbage Patch dolls. And, you know, I still have a couple of them when I worked at my very first retail store when I was in high school. And I remember that because it was crazy. People were going nuts over a doll. But these were memories, and they were good for business because the bottom line improved because of people selling out Cabbage Patch dolls. Well, the question really becomes is, what is your business doing that's contributing to these holiday dreams? Because once you make that emotional connection, that emotional memory connection, and you put a smile on their face because your product helps them remember. I have some gifts that I'm giving out this year that I know the smiles on their face are going to remember a time we spent together. That the gift is much more of a symbol, a connection to the past, a connection to a memory. So let me invite you to look at those connections, because those connections are good for your business. Whether you're a printer, whether you're a publisher, whether you're selling cars, this is something that is, how do you make dreams come true? Because memories and that visceral connection, that oh my gosh, it makes me smile or bring me to tears when certain things come open, that these are memories that you're building. So make your business an experience. Make your business part of the memory-making ability, and your revenues and sales will follow. So I want to thank you for joining us this week. My name is Dr. Cheryl Lentz. I'm known as the academic entrepreneur and the owner of the Refractive Thinker Press. So let me offer you a very Merry Christmas as the holidays commence with Christmas Eve and Christmas this week, and I will see you back next Tuesday, 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So think your way to success and be able to sure to make these connections to memories so that you can look at holiday dreams are really good for business in the bottom line. So enjoy your week this week and start looking at the connections of more than presents that are things to check off your list, but presents that remember, that connect cultural traditions and icons, presents that make your heart sing. And again, these dreams will absolutely change your business because you're not selling your business item. You're selling the dreams and the memories they make. So have a wonderful holiday week. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. We'll see you next Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. I'm Dr. Cheryl Lenz, the academic entrepreneur. Have a good week. Bye now.